Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, so it's Red News Podcast 137, and I'm with Nick, and I thought he'd be positively enthusing about today, but he's a bit wary and scarred. And I will say, I'm going to preamble, it's Nick and Nathan after the game, unless I randomly hook up with Shane, or I've got to get the train back because I've got to do a Boris Johnson on the way back and try and utilise my ticket facility so I can use it for Southampton, so I'm going to be full of with them. But if read the editorial, people, please, not least for supporting the mag, but I've just been a bit off kilter recently. I'm still fucked. I was daft, and I'm a moron anyway. Behind this moronic exterior, there is another moron hiding underneath. So I shouldn't have done the walk on day 11 of the COVID recovery. So I've just been knackered ever since. So that's not helped. I've been a bit off. And my United, it's just not been... And I just want to be entertained. I want to enjoy it. I don't want... I've had enough of the miserableness. So my mindset is today, I'm buzzing because I haven't been here in 6 weeks, but just got a feeling like we're going to get another kick in the bollock somewhere. So I will say a couple of things on the theme of the editorial. Nick's laughing because he will get a word in edgeways. But Albert Kane, I've created a monster already. Two things yesterday. He said, City keep winning, Dad, don't they? I said, yeah. He said, we're just going to have to kick him in the head if that keeps happening. I was like, fucking hell. That's more bravado than I've ever had in my life.
Like
then he came
kicking
in at 6:50 and he said, Dad, nearly in tears. They haven't announced the Norwich Watford teams yet. I was like, they do it an hour. Come on, Albert, hang on. Right, Scousers. Notes, these are notes. Diego Jota. Very good player. We knew that at Wolves. Everyone said he was a very good player. 41 million plus add-ons. 41 million.
Isn't that what we spent on Ahmad?
Well, just like, you know, why are we not?
And Danny Van Der Beek as well.
That Ralph, I am a bit unsure about, but I like the way he speaks. I like the way he handled the Ronaldo. The he put an arm around him. I'm telling you what's happening. And then also a little pat like, come on, lad. I thought he handled that well. He speaks quite well, but I've just got this almighty fear to kick up the bollocks. So, the whiskey add-on was I hadn't had a whiskey since I was 19, drank a load and fell over a table like a turtle that couldn't get back up. So that was why I had whiskey with COVID.
That was the excuse, was it?
Alanga, so well spoken. Really impressed with how well
he spoke.
He was
quite well spoken,
wasn't he? For a 19-year-old, yeah. I thought that was great. Robbie Lyle was on MUTV, apparently, before the Arsenal game. They think the club will never talk to us on the banned list, but they'll have just a poll in. Set-piece coach. Did we employ him to defend our corners from the counter-attack? Because he'd be more relevant, the amount of chances we gave Brentford. And
this is a great hate-filled list, by the way.
Well, I haven't even got a hate of the week, really, because I just don't want...
So many
I want
of them
to stop feeling... Right, so, that's... Because I haven't got to do... I'm not going to be speaking after. I thought I'd get...
Get them all out
yeah,
now.
So, Nick, I said to you, you're looking forward to this game, and you went, no, not really, just to see Declan White in a West Ham kit if we can sign him. That's not what I was expecting.
Well, yeah, I mean... That we'd probably try and sign, isn't he, in the summer? I would have thought to try and address that position.
Or Calvin
Phillips. You know, or Calvin Phillips or whatever, whichever one it is. But I would have thought that Declan Rice probably would have been that one, especially if he's got a bit of European experience under his belt this season. So it'd be quite nice just to see how many levels above he is ahead of our midfield, which everyone keeps telling me that he is. I'd like to see it for myself today, which, judging by the midfield over the last few weeks,
yeah, but
you don't know which one you're going to get.
We've had...
You're going to get the first half at Brentford.
Scott McTominay has been... Now, we want him to do it every game and not 1-2, but he's probably been doing it 2-3 under Ralph. So Scott McTominay has been a good positive in the last month. And what my reservations about Ralph is, like, early on we're going, well, we jettisoned 4-2-2-2, penis-like. We're going 4-3-3. You don't need to... Not everything's a soap opera, United. You don't just adjust it as a game. But I put this on the group and you all like, shut up, Barney. So maybe just shut up, Barney, in general.
I think only you would think the 4-4-2-2, whatever it is a penis-like formation.
No, that's what they will say.
I've not heard that. But
you've
that's
not seen the diagram of that, right?
I don't know. Funnily enough,
research.
No.
Ten Hag. Levels of research here are outstanding. Do you know Ajax? No, they're not. Might obviously not win the league. Do you know they've let in? You know this stat? 4 goals all season.
With daily blend.
They scored 59, and they've played 19 games. If that isn't aligned, have us 10 hard Barmy army, 10 hard Barmy army.
Let's take that with a pinch of salt. Daley Blin's at the back for them, and he turned out not to be great in the Premier League. And then you've also got Sebastian Haller up front, who West Ham signed and was a flop for them and couldn't score any goals.
And then he's Donny Van Der Beek there,
and Donny Van Der Beek was fantastic. So I think we'll take that with a little pinch of salt. It's still an impressive record. You've still got to beat what's in front of you again, haven't you? So, I mean, I still think that's the person we should take a punt on in the summer. I'm not going to change my opinion on that. I don't want to go back into the whole Poch debate as well, of why I don't think that's a good appointment and things. But
yeah, but United is so frenzied. Like I said, that Pochettino's time will come when we missed him last time. So if we get to
he's fallen into that Jose bracket now. He's almost like he's such a big name that it doesn't matter when he's going to come at some point, because Ten Hag's going to come, and if he comes, he will fail because everyone's going to continue to fail under this current ownership. That he'll just be back onto the merry-go-round like it was on the last Red News cover, and then in 2024, that's when it'll be Pochettino's turn to have a crack at it, and then he won't win anything, and then it'll be someone else that comes.
Right, thanks very much. But I will say, can I just pick you up on the last podcast and your rant about we don't score more than one? And I thought, the man who is football mad, football obsessed, can't remember Burnley. And I was actually shouting, Burnley!
I did have COVID I wrote that off a little bit, to be fair. Apart from that, but we were very good, and that's only because it's Burnley, they don't really count anyway. But pretty much though, it's a regular thing, so it's nice to see obviously under the last two.
How are we doing,
Steve?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm all right, good to see you.
Do you want to appear on the podcast quickly? What are your thoughts on United?
Jesus Christ, where do I start? Had it been in 5 minutes. Still United, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
Are you positive?
You've got to be positive. There's something wrong somewhere, but we all know where it is.
Yeah.
But
you know, I've just been a bit off.
It's a chore.
Sorry about that.
It's like watching
the
dishwasher, fill the dishwasher.
It's just, you know, I don't want to do it, but you have to do it.
But I've looked forward to, you know, I don't know, I'm just off kilter.
The love's gone a bit. It's gone, you know, I speak to lads at, you know, City, Liverpool, and it's all the same. You know, you look, I've got a mate who's an Oldham fan. It's the same there as it is here, but on a smaller scale, isn't it? Obviously, and it's just people just coming in, trying to take money out of football, and it's, you know, and it's just wrong. It's just wrong. It's just a business.
But we know that. But with it not changing, I just think like we're here.
But it's never going to change.
No, I
know. It's never going to change. Well, I tell you what, the lads that I came with, that used to be at the caravan.
Yeah, yeah.
There was 14 of us.
Yeah.
How many now? Me and one other. And we went everywhere. And that's it. None of us have died.
No.
You know, but
I'm out of mine. Right. Well, you were supposed to cheer me up. Fucking hell.
I do spread joy, but yeah, it's just.
I know. But we're better than that. That's what my. You know, even with this, we had Stockholm with Joe. You know, like. The hope is, he said, he coined that we could scab a Champions League, and that's what.
We could scab it, but. For what purpose?
The problems
now?
Are never going to. The Super League was an itch that I can't get rid of.
No,
you know,
but that's. Listen, you know where you are in the pecking order. You know, they've got another Glazer puppet coming here now in Richard Arnold, haven't they?
Well, yeah.
He's just an absolute. I'm not ready yet. It's on the iPad, but.
Prediction today, Steve.
Do you know what? 3-1. It's United at home. It's always 3-1. That's what you've always got to go for, haven't you?
Right. But. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, listen, look after
take
yourself.
Care, mate. Warm. See you later. Yeah.
Cheers. You've always said that. You've got to be positive.
No, but all these good people, these good Reds, and I've known him. You know, we're just a bit scarred, and that's not maybe that the infuse of youth that we've had at all these games. That's the great thing, that we just need a bit of a kick up the arse, and I hate feeling like it. I hate, you know, I don't want. This is for sport. I'd said on the last time that kid with Ross Taylor, we should be here. We're chiselled. I don't know what it is. We weren't meant to be. And a lover lad said earlier, you know, we're back at games. We waited 18 months for this. But I want the players to care. I don't want
that's the main thing, though, isn't it? That's the problem.
And they are, like, because I forgot, I've been a bit fucking. We heard that one of the players
and he was dropped. Didn't fucking watch his videos over Christmas from Ralph. He didn't, you know, like, they're timed, you know, do they? And he didn't watch them, you know, so now they're moaning, they're getting fucking homework. What the fuck? Can you imagine if you were paid 200 grand for 1 week in your life and you've got to watch a video that night? You'd love it about football, wouldn't you?
Yeah, would you?
Oh, it's West Ham's boys.
Oh God, here we go. They look terrifying.
They're about average age of about five. Even me and you. We are the
Millwall. Right.
Seriously.
You think you'd pick a bigger club than West Ham?
West Ham would pick a bigger club than them. Come on, then, and they would have scattered.
Yeah. They.
Like,
could they not pick a bigger club than Millwall to hate, though? Like, I don't understand. Like, why Millwall? Like, they're tiny. Do you know what I mean? You choose Chelsea or someone in league, or do you know what I mean? Like, why Millwall?
Right.
Anyway, I had a taxi driver on the way here.
Yeah.
A taxi driver. He was from Istanbul. He was telling me how he's a big Galatasaray fan and how he's started watching United since he's been here since 1989. And what he said was, he said, this city, I quote unquote, this city's got nothing, is what he said. But two football teams. And he said, I'll be fucking damned if I have to sit there and watch that fucking spineless lot of bastards every Saturday. He said, I'll fucking stop going. Is what he said. He said, we've got three things. He said, we've got two football clubs and the Trafford Centre. And he said, that was it. And I thought, what a really depressing view of Manchester. I thought, I love Manchester. It's literally my favourite city in the world. I love it that much. I think it's fucking great. And that's what he said. Got three things, the Trafford Centre and two football teams. And that lot on a Saturday can't go out there and give it their all for all these people who want to spend their hard-earned money to go and watch them. He went, fucking spineless, disgusting bastards, a lot of them.
Don't get me
started on that cunt Harry Maguire, is what he said. I thought, bloody hell.
Need to kick up the arse. We haven't even had Russia and Ukraine kicking it off yet. Wait till that happens to our psyche. But no, the whole world need to kick up the arse. We're all too miserable. And include ourselves in that. And can I give my hate of the week? Right, I don't subscribe to BT, but I thought COVID, like cricket, I'll get it for 1 month. So I took up a 1 month offer.
For the Ashes?
For the fucking Ashes.
Right,
and excellent. They rinsed me, shit commentators apart from David Gower, and I watched 0-5. So that's my hate of the week. But why can't they just be on terrestrial TV fucking Dickie Davis, even though he was ITV, wasn't he? Not with Frank Boff, because he visited sex dens. What was the other one?
Mark Nichols did it, didn't he?
Des Lynam.
Des Lynam.
Gerald Stinstead visited sex cinemas as well, so can we choose one that wasn't a wrong-in? Right.
Do you want to get your prediction in?
I haven't spoken to anyone today, so you can see.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see from your lovely train picture past five.
Fans.
And it'll be a fun train journey by flight.
I know.
That's going to be awful.
Beer, then.
So, oh God. I tell you what, you might get in a fight with them 14-year-old lads. So... You'll be the wrong one on the chain. My God, I've never seen so many flat caps in all my life on 14-year-old lads.
A Danny Dyer one.
Did they used to do that before
Peaky
Blinders, or is that just the new? Is that new?
No, that's their thing.
Is it?
Can you imagine a Danny Dyer convention and they're all just walking? Do they practice a bowl, all of them collectively?
They do lean back while they walk, though. Why do they have to lean back while they walk? No one leans back while they walk.
Even Cockneys are very funny.
Yeah, it's like they've got scoliosis or something. Why are they doing? What is that all about?
Oh, fucking hell.
God.
I'm glad we don't talk about football, really. We'd be fucked if we did. I was quite impressed with my stats. Oh, Martial, I better not mention that with your mood at the moment.
Oh, God.
If we are starting a new era, the first thing Dickie Arnold should do, and apparently, I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt because it will be the same shit show, but he has been desperate for Woodward to go ages beforehand. And he's promising he's going to give more of the football to the football side. So first of all, Darren Fletcher, get off the bench. But Pogba's, make a stance, take the contract offer off the table, say this is a new era, we're unfortunately writing off, we've written enough to the fucking Glazers, go. Martial, go. Make it now.
Yeah.
Why wait until the summer? I'm not saying, but just the contract offer is withdrawn. Even like Ralphie going, well, he might want to earn a contract for a new club. What are you on about? We're Manchester United.
We're not focused on other clubs.
Anyway, we're going to win today. So,
I think we'll win today.
You got hate, or you can give it to Nathan later.
God. God. Do you know what? I was surprisingly chirpy, really, because we had a good trip to Villa. You could probably tell by the beer on the podcast after the last game.
It was a very slow
podcast. For some reason, an over sort of conversation on Donny van der Beek. But the Brentford game was much needed, really, midweek. So it's like today we really should be coming here with our tails up a little bit, shouldn't we? Certainly after that second half. I mean, that second goal, I just thought was typical United. You know, that arrogance from Ronaldo for that chest and everything. That did get me a bit excited. So I want to see a little bit more of that today.
I mean, we've scored some good goals under Ralphie. I will give him that.
Yeah.
And just the thing, like, if we are,
how are we doing? How are we doing? Are we struggling?
The other thing to show, like, just shut up, Barney, is like Albert going, Manu, and I was like going, no, Albert, and I was thinking, am I really telling my 6-year-old son, no, I think you'll find, I know historically we used to mention Manu, but we don't, and I was
you're getting into good habits early.
Fucking hell though, Barney, give your head a fucking wobble. Right, where were we? Anyway. Yes, and Marshall.
Yeah.
Right, Marshall.
Marshall.
Fuck off. Start the clean slate. Matter even, you know, nice guy, but come on. He's just, they pan on him once a game on the bench, and he's, and like someone said, he wants to be a coach. Well, make him a coach. Put Fletcher up. Technical director should be in the stands. Make Matt a coach. It's done now. Yeah. Stop being like,
I thought he was
going to
be
are.
This ambassador, though. I thought that's what his role was going to be. And
I don't get the angst about Cavani. I want him to be fit more, but he still offers more than, you know. I look at our, but the positive, I look at our forward line, and I still think you could choose six into that three,
yeah.
And they are still on their day. Powerful, good, really different, you know, options. We just need, like, Ralph has asked Ronaldo and Cavani to come deep quite a lot, and I don't like that because I think that's just pointless. But the forward line, if we can just, I don't know, wouldn't it be like
that? The encouraging thing with that forward line is, though, like you say, if you've got six people that you can pick, you're going to be playing two games a week now, till the end of the season.
No,
really.
Fans, so, no fans,
so
worth trying.
That's the thing, you're going to be playing twice a week, aren't you? You're going to need them all, aren't you, until now, until the end of the season. So
yes.
That's the thing, is that we should be getting people that are coming in, and they should be pretty fresh. They shouldn't be getting run down and tired. If you can get that rotation right and get everyone fit and firing, I still think that can be a positive.
Surely be throwing the car. And then,
that's when you should be giving people like Sancho. No, but thinking, like, yeah. Today you've got
but
a shine.
I don't get the Sancho, you know, like, and I think, like, the Sancho in his head. It's not easy for a player to come into this shit show, be told, you're in that side, you're outside, you're in the side, you're outside. He's saying that he prefers him on the left. I think I'd rather see a right winger hog the right and come in. I know he can shoot on his right from the left, but I still think, you know, like, again, we're putting players that are not in their natural position. So I don't think you'll judge Sancho till next season. I don't. Let's just wait. My point being is, like, today is big because usually this is the point where we get another fucking kick in the bollocks and all morose. Win, and we can start thinking, well, we've only lost one thunder in, and see. Two wins becomes four to lead.
I think
win that, then that makes that
it's not
five.
Just that, though, but it's the manner of what the performance is now. You know,
no,
we said about 7 minutes against Villa, and then you talk about 45 against Brentford. It's like, it's this consistency level, isn't it, of trying to just slow it down and try and dominate a game, really. That's what it needs to be a little bit more of today, where you think, well, there has been signs of that.
Pass the ball better. We're a terrible side still, holding the ball when we give the chance away. And Brentford have lost, what is it, four on the trot, so let's not get... That's a big test, because they're the best West Ham. That's not a much, you know, they're still a fourth or fifth place team, but the best team that will come here in quite a few years for them. So it'll be interesting to see. And the good thing with Antonio is he drifts wide. Like if he's battering Maguire, then I'm a bit worried. Right,
that's a good place.
So,
but we'll see.
You're right, though, Nick. We love you.
Thank you. I do think we'll win today, but
I just want you to come over here and look like, you know.
I do think we'll win today. I just don't think it's going to be the vintage performance that we get. I just think it's going to be more of Ralph's scabby reds, where you're going to have to have a bit of magic of.
Yeah, but when was the last? bastard. Southampton, when was the last game where we went, wow? But that's for another day. Right, you and Nunn can take over, and I'll be grappling with 15-year-old. That sounds wrong.
Yeah, but you can edit that bit out.
How you make that?
All right, cool. Yeah.
And we've got cheers, mate. I'd enjoy that as well.
Two for one.
So you think there's...
Thank you. Somewhere about me being depressed or something that you love me got sidetracked with the same.
No, but I just... Is it just us or is everyone feeling... Well, no, Steve said it as well. We're all just feeling a bit jaded. Is it the COVID, you know, we saw this as we're back and like life's just chiseled away at us a bit, get too deep. I mean, I've felt, my head's felt a bit blancmange last month anyway. I've not felt my usual self. As it is,
I think everyone always has a bit of a lull in January anyway. All this shit, it's like, this is the thing, this is what I've always liked about German football, is they get that winter break, don't they? And it's like, do you know what, there's none of them cold cells in December or early January, we can just sort of shelve them.
The missus went, oh, it's, at least it was blue Monday last, a couple of days ago. I said, every Monday's blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
So wow. Just to sum up that,
wow, okay. It is at the moment anyway.
That's usually after a few too many pints on a Sunday. Right, no, onwards and upwards. I just want to be happy. I want my United world to be happy.
I don't think you're going to get
the
that
the bosom of United
anytime soon.
Please don't.
But you don't, you're going to replace this manager, the FA Cup, and it's going to come with
someone. Why wouldn't the FA Cup be immensely possible? And that'll cheer us up. A day out Wembley, tire, you know, get the scarlet ribbons out.
I'd take a fucking semi in that competition so we can have a trip to Wembley. Christ. Just so it's not known as the Anfield, as the fucking South, as we keep hearing at the
right
moment,
so. Fuck off. Have we got any? Have you got a hate of the week? Or are you going to save that for later?
I think I've got one at the moment. I've got too many hates. There's
please,
not just one specific
please,
hate.
Please, Nathan out of this. And Coggy-ish. I don't have any hates. Yeah. Man is built for hatred.
Man is built for hate. Yeah, that's true. I've got one. I just need to unearth it somewhere.
Right, okay. See you after then. 2-0. How are we doing?
All right, okay.
Good, how are you?
I'll go for...
Yeah.
3-2.
No, not really.
Goals galore.
Renews, United fans,
selling update.
Today.
What a bunch of knobheads, weren't they? I mean, we've had all the Ronaldo songs. They've been leery. I mean, you've got to laugh at, like, teenagers being leery with their, whatever you call it.
That
was the gobbiest bunch we've had in a long time here, wasn't it?
They're very giddy. It's like they're a day release.
Gobby twats.
Do you mean leery or leery?
Both. Really?
Is leery a word?
Would you say?
Well,
you got a more stick than I do. For some reason, they weren't going your way.
Oh yeah, well yeah. I don't really know what that was all about, to be honest. But basically, he just went. He said, "How much is your mag?" I went, £4. I didn't know because he was obviously neutral. So I went, £4. He went, "Your mag shit." I was just like, "Have you ever read it?" And then just because I didn't react, I think that kind of pissed him off a little bit. So
I usually and then laugh at such, but it's when the bottles started coming. They threw about three or four bottles and just
fired. It's the youngest set of West Ham fans I think I've ever seen.
So yeah, it's just when bottles start flying, I think, fuck this, it'll just be my luck. Bounce, bosh. Can you imagine? Why is Barney on the floor? It's just some 16-year-old Danny fucking Dyer has lobbed the bottle. Fuck off.
Cowards. That is the youngest set of fans I've ever seen.
He's in good.
We'll see you, mate.
Yeah, you too.
Need to think about what I'm doing next year.
So,
Scabby Reds.
Scabby Reds on the way to Russia. So we're just having a quick pint in Hotel Football at the top of the rooftop bar, you know, connections. Just as a debrief after that glorious 93rd minute Fergie time-esque winner from Marcus Rashford. Pretty drab game, pretty boring, pretty rubbish really in parts, but who gives a shit when you get a 93rd minute winner? Who really cares? I said I was going to sit and watch Declan Rouse, and I thought he was excellent today. I thought his breakup for he was just in the right place at the right time. He's just got a good footballing brain. He looks like a younger, lesser experienced version of Michael Carrick, I think. I think he's the next signing that we have to make.
We should have done it in the summer.
It should have been done, but he needs to come into his football club. Like, he's so
if he doesn't come, it's going to go somewhere in the summer.
Yeah, he's so calm. And it's going to cost, something 80 million. It's going to cost at least that.
Yeah.
And you've just got to buy him. Like, if Ralph is not watching that today thinking that's exactly what I need from a midfielder, then something's seriously more wrong at his football club than what we all thought it was, and that's quite bad anyway. What I will say is afterwards, whilst we were selling, we've done okay after. and I actually felt quite big and quite ballsy, because what I decided to do was put myself next to the riot police after the incident beforehand of the game. As it seemed to kick off with a couple of the sellers, and some from United We Stand as well seemed to have a few dramas, but that's just the delights of these 14-year-old West Ham fans that came and give the big one. I just want nothing more today than to send them home absolutely fucking miserable from their behaviour. And I think we've done the trick today.
Yep. What a difference one kick of the ball can make. It was, for 92 minutes of the game, it was pretty terrible, really. Boring. It was boring. Like, one of them games where you sat there thinking, I'm bored. Toothless, really, in terms of attack. Like, it didn't feel like we were ever under any pressure to concede.
We conceded no chances apart from that one near the end. So that was just...
But I think Ronaldo had a shot on target, didn't he, late on? But other than that, I think, and obviously the goal, we only had like one shot on target until like the 80th minute or something. It was just drab. And
especially when they got Antonio up front, and he's a big fucker, and you think he can pose problems for us.
To be fair to him, Maguire came back and he played well.
Maguire was good today. He was sloppy at times with his distribution, usually, but
defensive wise, he played well. But like you say, what a difference! Like, for once, I'd stayed to the end, and I'm glad that I did.
No, yeah.
But
it was close. It was my role completely emptied. I was the only person on my role.
It was brilliant. Like, I'm where I sit, I was pretty much online with the cross from Cavani, and it was brilliant.
I didn't realise it went to VAR, and then everyone started celebrating.
Well, I didn't notice there being a chance of it being offside, but my dad rang me literally as the game finished and said that it was very, very close. But fuck him.
As we've already said, Ralphie's scabby reds to Russia. So, if you've not got your St. Petersburg flights on free cancellation and your hotel bookings all sorted and stuff, then you know what are you waiting for? Because you know this train is rolling now. I mean, he's played a fair few games. We've only lost once under him so far, and that was really, really bad. That was really bad against Wolves. But other than that, you can certainly see that he's tried to put some focus on the defence. I thought the back five really, De Gea didn't really do anything, but which is a good sign. We're fine. You know, I thought Freddie McTominay, we're fine. I thought everyone was okay. They just know.
I think he's like you say, he's concentrating on getting the defence strong, but it's that transition to attacking. We're just too slow with it, and it's like if you're coming up against like.
But West Ham today was.
West Ham
like
today.
First half an hour was urgent, and we were getting the ball forward quickly.
Passes
were trying to come off, and they were trying to make the right decisions, and it looked like there was a bit more speed to the game. So I'm slightly more encouraged. I was very negative before kickoff, as I said to Barney. We did 20 minutes before. And I was very negative, because this thing with the whole Ralphie thing is something that I don't quite get. Even if we'd drawn that game today, I would have come out slightly more positive than what I would have done when I went in. I mean, and I mean that in a way where I just think that I can see something. I don't think it's going to be major progress under Ralphie. And obviously we know we need players, but there's something there that he's doing. Whatever that is. As I say, today though, against West Ham, we're obviously quite capable. And their three forwards that they've got for now, Bowen and Antonio, pose problems to everybody in the league. They're not fourth, or they weren't fourth when the game started for absolutely no reason. You know, we've played more than half the season. They're obviously a capable side. And they had nothing today. They had nothing apart from that one chance for a flick on from the corner. That was it.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's progress. That's an improvement. And again, when you look at that second half from Brentford, and then this today, and then the 70-plus minutes that we had against Villa this time last week,
yeah.
They're not that bad. Like they've been the best three bits that we've seen on the Ralph for various different reasons. It's still not perfect. We're well aware of that, but it's better than what it has been. I feel it's better than what it has been.
Today was boring, though.
It was boring. But that's fine. That's all right sometimes. Mourinho won the league by being boring with Chelsea. It's like, I can cope with that occasionally. Not every game under Fergie was a delight.
No,
I remember sitting there and you'd watch fucking Aston Villa, and I remember we beat them 4-0 at home. I've never been so bored at Old Trafford before. He scored four goals, and one of them was an over kick by Rooney. It was a terrible game of football. So not every game's perfect, but when you get a 93rd-minute win, and the place just fucking, you could feel the rhythm in the
100%.
Stadium. It was unbelievable. Like, it was a great goon, and for a good 15-20 seconds I was bouncing, and then the sudden dawn of just pure relief hit me where I was like, fuck for that, just that pop.
It was a good goal as well, like even though it was essentially a tap in, it was a good goal. Like the build up to it was great.
Also, I would like to make a formal apology to the man behind me as well, as I've slagged him off previously on this podcast for repeatedly telling me to sit down. I've never once looked at him because I just thought, I don't want to look at him because then I have to look him in the eye, then I'm going to have to sit down. But today we actually conversed with each other and it turns out that he's 80 and he's quite old and got some health issues and things, and now feel really awful and feel really bad. So I spent most of the game sat down today, apart from one moment when we were attacking and I felt quite guilty about standing up, where he physically pulled me out of my seat and went, "You can stand up now, my friend," and pulled me out of my seat.
Brilliant.
So I'd like to give a shout out to him. My highlight from today was not the 93rd minute winner though.
Wow.
Okay. It was at half time today.
Okay.
And I went to see Barney in the concourse and we were having a little bit of a chat. Had a quick beer at our time, managed to get straight served and it was great, and a man came over to me and said, "Are you Nick from the podcast?" And I said, "Yes, I am, yes." Quite nonchalant, like, you know, some sort of like really minor, really low down the pecking order celebrity. And he went, "I really enjoyed your play,
even though you said low level."
Yeah,
you just referred to it as celebrity.
Yeah. Because obviously, you know, working for Reddings, obviously it's celebrity status, you know, we're big time. So that was the highlight of my day, them telling me that you love Play Your Caps Right. And for those other people out there as well, don't be scared. I know it got a lot of criticism about it, but just be safe and honest that Play Your Caps Right 2 is currently under construction. It's nearly completed. It has to be probably safe for a special occasion, because I don't want to just sort of overdo it. I want it to be done where it's, you know, comes out special occasions, you know, like Christmas and birthdays and holidays. Yeah. You know, it can be like an Easter special maybe. But that, you know, that's what it is.
Shrove Tuesday special.
Yeah, that's the next one. And then Pancake Wednesday as well, the following day. So, yeah, you know, just to say that the only criticism that he said that, please don't call them caps. And I said, well, that's fine, but Play Your Appearances Right doesn't quite work like it does. So if you want, I can do it for England games. I just don't think they've quite got the market for me.
No.
So we won't do that instead. But PYCR2, trademark, copyright, is under construction.
I'm pretty sure it's already been taken.
No. So it was nice to see him nice, is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There was a lady came over.
The look you just gave me there. It's just such disgust.
If we're giving shout outs, there was a nice lady actually who came and bought one and said that she listens to it all the time. She asked who I was and I said I'm the grumpy one.
Yeah.
And again, she said, "No, you're the realist," which, well, I'll take.
See, I got called the positive one today and I quite like that.
And so, she said that she's listened.
Positive,
she listened to it a lot and that it's got her through lockdown and stuff, so thank you. We chat shit, but at least some people like it.
Yeah, chat shit and don't get banged, as Jamie Vardy would say.
You might not.
Well, yeah, that's true. Nearly did off some 15-year-old West Ham fans before the game, who decided to walk over to me and tell me that my mag was shit. And I said, well, yeah, obviously it's going to be shit if you can't read. You know, West Ham fans have clearly got the intelligence of, well, we'll leave that for another day, but hate of the week. Now Barney made me and he said to me, like, make sure you get a hate of the week out of Nathan, so I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. My hate of the week is, I have two. Okay, my first one.
I've got one.
My first one is, it really annoys me now because the amount of banners now at Old Trafford of people asking for shirts to spread, and it's not children that are doing it anymore, it's grown men that are doing it.
Yeah.
And they're using their children as a cover to get someone's shirt, and that is disgusting. Cut that out now. Cut that behaviour out right now.
It finished.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm
quite angry after a 1-0 minute.
I've not re-listened back to the what we did after Villa.
don't scroll back as well.
But I can't remember whether I said my hate of the week. Well, I'm going to pass it over to now. Is that they weren't serving beer upstairs in the top tier of the Villa stand?
Yeah, that's all right.
But you got served.
Yeah, well, downstairs.
I know. And it pissed me off.
So get lower tier at Villa Park. That's obviously what we've learned. So, and to make you feel a bit better, I got served straight away as well. Like, you know, it wasn't even like a queue.
So I'll give that as my hate of the week. I've not really got any others. I never really have one, so.
Barney said that man was built for hate, and you're not going to provide us with a hate of the week.
I've just given you one.
But yeah, but it was kind of like a casual one, and you did say that on the last one.
Did
I'm
I?
Sure you did, yeah. So that's a cop out.
No.
Also, side point as well, which was quite a highlight, was when I was saying to you before when we were selling, just afterwards. And I tell you what, I hate some of the people come out of Old Trafford singing songs and getting the words wrong because they come for the first time. But there is nothing more delightful today after a 93rd minute winner, after you've dealt with them bell ends before the game. And they must look at that and think, fuck off, you
proper
cats.
Singing glory, fucking, glory,
yeah,
Man United.
Proper singing it, going for it. And today I was thinking, you know what? I couldn't give a fuck. Get the fucking Ralphie Scabby Reds roll on to Russia. Would you like to finish on anything profound, or should we leave it as Ralphie Scabby Reds to Russia?
We've got a week off, haven't we? No games next weekend.
13 days.
And then it's the FA Cup, isn't it? So I think time to regroup. I know that, because that's the thing, we've won, but I still think it was quite a questionable.
But it's nice though, because the last international break we went into, we went in on a defeat.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we did.
So,
and that's not good though, is it? It's
no.
Like, you know, you look at the game against Watford again, and I know Barney will keep bringing it up till the fucking cows come on. But it's like, we went into the international break after that on a defeat, and this is a different kind of win.
Yeah.
This is last week, they're going to be buzzing in that dressing room right there.
Yeah.
Well, and that's going to carry on, because the next game for us is the most important one for our season. Because
yeah.
The FA Cup's the most realistic chance of
a I said to you before, wasn't it, as well, that's two games in a row that Rashford's come on and scored. Like, he looked really dejected in that cup game the other week, didn't he? He looked really bad.
Yeah.
So, since then, he's obviously kicked on and brilliant. Twice come on, twice scored. Fair play to him. Like, hopefully he'll take that.
A fair play as well to Ralphie today, to be fair to him, is that you can take off Fred and put another striker on.
Well, he brought Cavani and Martial.
He brought Cavani on. But that's a fair point for him though, isn't it though? He's just think, do you know what? I know we've got 5 to 10 minutes left, but we're going to go for this. It's like, they're there for the taking today. They've offered us nothing for 18 minutes. Now, I'll be honest, I thought them subs came too late, but shows how little I know. Fair play though today, because that gamble came off because Cavani played the pass that came through.
Yeah.
And that is, again, another promising sign. So we've got some optimism today. We've got our new central midfielder that I'm pretty much sure it's pretty much a done deal. We're going to sign him already. Declan Rice in the summer. We've got the fact that they offered us nothing today, which showed a bit more astuteness in the defence, which is what we were desperate to see. And then again, as well, to see the nice positive substitutions. There are positives to take away from this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really giddy. Can we play again now?
But yeah, up the Reds and
get Moscow, St. Petersburg booked.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Just what nobody wanted, a little bit extra of me, but I wanted to add a few words to Nick and Nathan. Thanks for them doing the pod and for selling, and for everyone who came up and really was kind with their words, meant a lot. I refer you all back, Your Honour, to the editorial, but I've been a bit off kilter, and then you get there back and it just feels right. I've said before, it just feels home, and defeats are better to take and misplaced passes are better to handle when you can moan next to someone. And I just felt, I don't know, it just felt good, really good to be back. So I just thought, God, it all just seems to fit into place, even though all the ongoing problems and that. But considering how gobby they were, I was so, so happy. Had to leave early, curse of the fanzines. I was walking down with Steve and I said, I've just got a good feeling we're going to score. We're going to hear a roar. And just, we did. And I thought, we needed it. Yes, especially when they're gobby, to get one over. And it was just nice to have an iota of optimism back, thinking, yeah, you think you're going to score. It wasn't a great performance. What I likened it to was in the glorious old days when we used to play like a big rival, like a Scousers or City, I'm talking Fergie, you know, era, and they'd be tight games and you knew how important. And sadly, it is where we are, that West Ham are sort of our level. So it had that edge to it that no one wanted to think. And I missed their late chance, so it could have gone the other way again, but glorious. And if only it had been a bit more offside, so they'd been drawing fucking geometry lines again. But it was lovely seeing Cavani. I know he's had a bit of stick, but I like him. And he tries, and the way he celebrates, I think it's great. I know he wants out. He wants one last payday. He wants to fucking win something. But you never know, scabby reds and all that. But the tight games, there was a thing like in our group, and I was a bit, I would turn back to miserableness where they were going fourth place, you know. And I said, come on, you know, we're just seeping into that. We're looking at fourth. Like, what difference does it matter? You know, not that I'm arguing, you know, we need to get out of it to reboot, because we know what life's like under the Glazers. But I just, even though it is where we are, I hate that. We're fourth, like, you know, like, so that's something to celebrate. It just doesn't get it. But for 10 years, it has been. I thought, I like Bowen. He didn't have a great game, but just his movement and that. And Declan Rice, is the improvement on what we got? Certainly. But just, it just felt, you know, and then hearing everyone so happy and seeing the goal replayed and what it means to it, what something like that can do. And I have to give Ralphie credit. Sometimes I'm a bit uneasy, but is that because of the interim? But he's making big calls. He's handling these egos. He's saying, like, Shaw and Wan-Bissaka, I don't trust you. So you've got to give him a bit of credit. He's coming in. And I didn't like the Marshall. I'd never boo him. But I thought, for him, you might say it's a mark of genius, you know, he's keeping all the players on side. But I thought, someone who didn't, whether they argue about the semantics, didn't want to travel a week ago, and you're rewarding him, you know, like, and it's just another kick in the bollocks for Sancho. It's almost like saying we're going to have to wait to next year. And Moyes, fuck me, he's never going to have a better chance to win. And he didn't want to attack us because he didn't want to concede. And I just thought that summed him up. Risk-adverse man. So when they were gobby before, it made me laugh. Steve said, we used to be scared of them because they were big, bald and scary, and now their jackets are bigger than them. And then one gave us abuse, and I was trying to think of something funny to say that will never end up funny. And then Steve just went, look at your state of your fucking legs, to one of them. So that made me laugh. Refs are fucking terrible. I mean, John Moss shouldn't be anywhere near a professional football, like, supposedly elite level. The state of referees. And then I think that's coming to an end. I did laugh. I had to get a train and miss everyone. So I missed the post Matt's Bonamy, but I was having it myself, with myself, with a few beers, and just smiling, think, isn't life better when United win? And I know, like, I keep fearing there'll be a hiccup ahead, but for at least we're going to the 2 weeks not as angsty as we could be. And then West Ham and were gobbing off on the train, but I thought they're not interfering with my little spot on the universe. So, but the train came into Euston, and just at that time, the QPR train coming back from Coventry came in at the exact same time. So I'm just sat there, and the doors both opened, and you can expect what happened next. One QPR fan, they came up with their very, is it only one chant they've got, irons, irons. And the bloke got off, and he obviously didn't realise there'd be loads more, and he started going, you fucking wankers. So anyway, I thought, I'll just go have a piss as the train's in, and see what happened next. Get to the concourse. There's four that have been arrested or stopped by the police. There's all sort of argy-bargy. I thought, fucking hell. So they were gobby all day, and we got the win. So, and cheers for everyone. I can't, the people who came up, when you're feeling miserable and say nice things, please support the mag. Buy the editorial, and then I promise I'm going to try and cheer myself up for next mag. Take care, everyone. Keep your heads. We're nearly at the end of January. Fuck off, January. Spring's nearly here. Lighter days. We'll be happier, hopefully. Take care. Glory, glory, fucking Man United.